the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Are you okay?
A woman in a kayak in Sarasota, Florida, calling out to a neighbor as Tropical Storm Debbie leaves parts of the South submerged a day after making landfall as a Category 1 hurricane along the Gulf Coast. Places like Charleston, South Carolina, have already gotten about a foot of rain. Mayor William Cogswell.
We urge everybody to stay inside, stay indoors, and do not travel.
Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is there.
Really the bullseye here, Savannah to Charleston, 12 to 18 inches of rain expected from Tropical Storm Debbie. But this is the real, like, doozy. If you look at the National Weather Hurricane Center forecast, some parts they predict could get up to 30 inches of rain, and that's where they start using words like historic and catastrophic.
Debbie is blamed for at least 5 deaths. After officially clinching the Democratic presidential nomination last night, Vice President Harris is expected to announce her choice for a running mate shortly. The new team will hit the campaign trail immediately. First stop, Pennsylvania. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
Philadelphia is a bastion of Democratic voters that they'll need a lot of turnout among Black voters, Hispanic voters, young voters, as well as those in the suburbs to really replicate the winning coalition Biden had in 2020.
Harris and her Republican rival are blaming each other for the worst losses on Wall Street in almost 2 years. Correspondent Nancy Cordes from the White House.
The Harris campaign say, quote, what middle class families need is steady economic stewardship, not chaotic ranting lies. Donald Trump oversaw some of the worst days in the stock market in history.
He referred to yesterday's plunge as the Kamala crash. Futures have bounced back. Dow futures up 257. NAS futures ahead 130. Google's lost its case in a historic antitrust trial. CBS's Erica Brown.
A federal judge ruled that Google has been operating as an illegal monopoly and exploiting its widely used search engine to crush competition. This included paying cell phone makers like Apple and Samsung to make Google their default search engine. The judge will decide what changes and penalties should be imposed. Google and its parent company, Alphabet, plan to appeal.
There's lots for U.S. fans to watch at the Olympics today. CBS's Wendy Gillette is in Paris.
The men's basketball team takes on Brazil in the quarterfinals, and the U.S. women's soccer team faces Germany in the semifinals. In diving, there's the women's 10-meter platform final and medal matches in wrestling and boxing.
S&P futures up 42. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's still a few dozen power outages from storms last night in Racine and Kenosha counties. However, that number is in the thousands just to the north. Around 8,000 homes and businesses woke up without electricity in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties. High winds are mostly to blame, with We Energy saying they've got crews working on getting everyone plugged back in. There are things ongoing. High waves and dangerous currents are part of the alert from the National Weather Service. A beach hazard statement is in effect for Lake Michigan beaches in the state. Waves of 4 to 8 feet and dangerous currents are being seen. People are being advised to stay out of the water and avoid piers and breakwalls. One of the men accused in the Racine Graceland Cemetery shooting is facing new charges after a fight in the jail. Lamarion Blair faces 4 new criminal charges following a fight July 5th involving Blair and another inmate. A criminal complaint says it was a dispute over money. Blair now faces a total of 53 criminal charges, including 49 from a cemetery shooting case. And Milwaukee's Lakefront Brewery has officially completed the acquisition of Kenosha's Public Brewing Company. The Kenosha Brewery will close for about a week to reorganize, retrain, and update things under a new ownership. The Lakefront Brewery president says they're excited about continuing Kenosha's craft beer brewing tradition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers hold on to first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers back to a 6-game lead in the NL Central Division. The Pirates are now in second. NFL, the Packers practice all week before they head to Cleveland against the Browns Saturday night. The Badgers offense had a good day in their practice and pads at UW-Platteville. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke with his best performance yet, hitting on some deep balls. Head coach Luke Fickell.
It's always going to be a winner. There's always going to be someone that doesn't win. That's the kind of the nature of the game.
And LA Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh still under fire as new evidence of cheating and sign stealing at Michigan are coming out in an NCAA report.
Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. If you stumble, you apologize and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
That's Jim Harbaugh with sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Lingering showers and thunderstorms this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, 64. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
I flew here yesterday. I'm afraid to fly. I love when you get on planes where, like, in the event of a crash landing, your seat cushion doubles as a flotation device. If we're crashing, my seat cushion's going to double as a toilet.
Yeah. No flotation going on down there.
Some of my friends fly those Priceline flights. Ugh, I don't get on those. It's like chickens on board. Priceline, if you don't know, it's this website you go on, you name the price you want to pay, then you just don't get a ticket. It's great. None of the hassles of flying, you know. You just head home with your bags like, what? What?
Good morning to Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine up in Manitowish Waters. Welcome, Mike.
Hello, Don. It's sunny and beautiful up here.
We were talking before we went on the air. It's cloudy and windy and scary here. And he said, well, it's nice here. It's nice.
It's always scary where you go, Don.
You know, and it's always nice somewhere in Wisconsin, even though you can have a thunderstorm and the end of the world is coming. Somewhere in Wisconsin, it's always nice.
It is. The people here are nice.
I was all depressed this morning. I got up, got out of the house, and it was pitch dark. And during the summer months, it's light outside. And I love getting up because I leave at about 20 after a quarter after 5 in the morning. And I like it when the sun is up, the birds are chirping. And now we're getting to that time of year where it's dark, the birds are still sleeping, and the possums are still out. They haven't gone to bed yet. So, yeah. We have a new issue.
That's okay. Cool weather, and here come the colors eventually. It's we're not out of summer, but my favorite season is coming.
You're a glass half full kind of guy, aren't you?
We try to be.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about some of the articles in this month. And, you know, we keep Our Wisconsin Magazine on our nightstand. And whenever it's the end of a day, and I just want to erase my mind at the end of the day, just get everything out of my head, I pick up Our Wisconsin Magazine, and I get everything out of my mind. I just relax. It takes me back in time a little bit. Some stories just bring me up to current days. Even the ads, I say, well, you know, next time I take a trip, I'm going to go through there.
Well, Don, thank you so much for that. We try to be upbeat, positive, maybe sometimes a little too cheerful, but that's okay, because when there's a lot, many other places, negativity is coming at you in the world. We want to be something different from that. And it may sound trite, but some of our readers say, I can't wait for this. It comes every other month. It's like a ray of sunshine in my mailbox. Well, that sounds a little too syrupy, but it really is true. There's nothing negative in here, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And that's the way I try to run this radio show in the morning, too. We try to stay away from all negativity and just make it positive. You're waking up, You got enough problems going through your noggin. You don't need me to add any more to them. So that's good. Let's talk about some of the stories in here. First of all, I can't find the story I was reading last night, but it was about Coon Valley. And you mentioned Coon Valley in there. And I had never been to Coon Valley until about a month ago. We were driving through Wisconsin. We were doing the Great River Road with my brother and my sister-in-law. And we went through Coon Valley. And never heard of it before, went through downtown. I'm watching one of these high-speed police chase shows on TV going through Coon Valley. And I said, that's just where I was. And then
Coon
it was
Valley is beautiful. Yeah. It's near La Crosse in that Coulee country in the Ridge area.
And you mentioned it. So that's three times in 1 month I heard about Coon Valley. And in all my life on this planet, I never heard of it before. Three times in 1 month. So what was the story at Yasa Coon Valley? I can't remember what I was reading.
You were reading about a rare heirloom apple.
Oh, that's right. Okay? That's right. The
and
apple
Dan
man.
The apple man.
Yeah.
So there's a farm at Coon Valley, as we just mentioned, is in that Ridge and Coulee country, the Driftless region, over toward La Crosse. It's not far from La Crosse. A farm country. Beautiful. You get up on those ridges, and you can see forever around there, Coon Valley and Westby. And a reader sent in a story, and we are reader-written here. We ask the readers themselves to tell us a story. And she told the story of the Cornell family, 5 decades ago, settled in Coon Valley. Hazel and Herb led a farming life there. And they raised their sons in a small dairy farm. Up a little hillside on that farm, there is a wild apple tree. And they had long admired it, didn't know much about it, didn't know anything beyond the apples that it gave them every year. Did Johnny Appleseed plant it? Who knows? But they enjoyed the apples there. And someone contacted Dan Bussey, an apple historian, somebody who has written, okay, the Illustrated History of Apples in the United States and Canada, 7 volumes, 30 years worth of research. This guy knows his apples. He comes out there and asks to see the tree. And they gave him an apple. And he says, I've sampled a lot of apples in my time. It's as good as I've had. And this thing didn't even have a name. So he went about studying the apple and the sweetness level of it, and it was pretty sweet, as apples go. Perfect shape, easy to peel. Figured it'd be outstanding in pies and perfect for kitchen use. So he asked the Cornells, would you approve of me naming this Hazel's Ridge Red? And they did, and so he went ahead and grafted, took some graftings, and gave some of these extra trees, I would say, that he made to the family, and he's then given them out to the world, I guess. They're starting to plant this new tree. But what was interesting to me is he's estimating there are something like 19,000 different varieties of apples. His book series catalogs more than 16,000. He's got a little bit more work to go. It was just very cool to me that this Wisconsinite, Dan Bussey, is such a authority in North America on apples, and he found this little tree on this farm. And at the end of the story, he admits He does love apples, but his favorite fruit is what? Blueberries. Anyway, those are the kind of obscure stories that come our way, and we couldn't sit here and figure that out. People out there living in Coon Valley and around that area thought to pick up a pen and write us a letter, and that's where it all started.
I don't know how you'd tell one apple. I've never tried an apple in my lifetime. I've never tasted an apple in my life. But, I never have. I don't know how you'd tell one from the other. Now, in the supermarket, when my wife has me buy some sometimes, I could see the green ones and the red ones and the greenish-red ones. But you said there were, what, how many thousands of varieties? And did he determine this is a new variety? That's amazing.
Yeah, they're 19,000 varieties. He's chronicled 16,000 in his volumes. There are heirloom apples that are, I mean, they go back to the 1600s, 1700s. There were some, I know, near, well, Racine Road, near Waukesha, Prospect Hill. There was a little orchard up there planted by the CCC in the 1930s. There are some apples, there, apple varieties there that date to the 1700s, I believe, from France. Other areas, it's yeah, there are cultivars, you know, people crossbreed them. Minnesota's the University of Minnesota is very famous for that, but some of these heirloom varieties that have just been the same for centuries, that's a whole different thing, and it's fascinating.
It is, you know, you figure with 16,000 varieties of apples, how do you know you have a new one? How could you remember 16,000 apples in your head and know you have a new one out there? That's like saying, oh, I have 32,000 marbles here. Hey, here's one I've never seen. Can you do
that? We need to invite Dan Bussey on this radio show. You can ask him some of that.
Yeah, how do you know you don't have the 14,000th apple is the same one you just tried? Hang in there. We're talking to Mike Bino, who's the editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Fascinating story. And we're going to talk about the Silver Spur Ranch coming up. It's not there anymore, but there's a great article on it. And if you look at that giant picture, that just reeks of 1960s, that picture. You can just tell by the hairdos on the women. That's the best thing about women's hairdos. You can pick out the decade. When you see them, you know exactly what year you're talking about. The Silver Spur Ranch, we're going to talk about that in a moment. It's Our Wisconsin Magazine this month in the August-September issue. 716 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers pride.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You you can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
719 to WRJN. Mike Bino, the editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, is joining me this hour. Let's talk. We were talking off the air about the foods I won't eat. And you were telling me about these peas. I told them I wouldn't eat peas. I was a little kid, and my mom put them on the plate, and I wouldn't eat them. My dad threatened me. I still didn't eat them. And I just went to bed and never had any since then. But you were telling me about a place in Wisconsin that got fresh peas. You can eat like popcorn. They're so delicious, right?
I'm here to tell you, you don't know what you're missing, Don. I mean, I get it. You know, canned peas, you know, they're kind of pale looking. There's a mush factor. Kids are gagging. I get that. But summertime, I think we're just a little beyond it, but they may still have some. I learned by driving up here to Manitowish Waters when I was living in Waukesha, not far from Racine. We'd come up Highway 51, and you get into that Central Sands area, which is heading up to Stevens Point. It's quite flat, and it's farm country. Around Hancock, you're heading up Highway 51, and there's little signs along the road, little green signs saying, fresh peas, fresh peas, fresh peas. It's coming. It's coming. There's a place called Miller's Country Store, I believe, in Hancock, a little bit west of the highway. And when the peas are in season, they get these shelled peas, and they're refrigerated immediately, okay? They have to be refrigerated because they will turn if they're in a bag too long. You get these chilled, and you need a cooler to take them home. Bright, bright green. They're crisp, and I tell you, it's those fresh peas, it's like eating candy. It's the most, but it's better for you, better for your teeth. But it's something I look forward to. Every summer, and I don't always get over there. But if I see those signs, even if I don't have a cooler, I'm whipping off the highway, and they'll sell you a little styrofoam cooler, and you're ready to go. Buy them by the bag and freeze them.
Good. There I know what to get you for Christmas now. A bag of peas. Let's talk about this. I feel very melancholy when I read these stories. What used to be. I feel bad because I look at all these now and then pictures on Facebook about places that used to be, and you look at them now, and they're either gone or dilapidated, not taken care of. One of the stories here is called Starry Skies and Long Goodbyes, about the Silver Spur Ranch. Now, it's not there anymore, but tell us about, you know, its heyday and where it was.
Gresham, Wisconsin, that's Shawano County. Gresham's a little bit west of Shawano proper. And there is a lake out there, Island Lake. It's a small one, and I believe it's about 60 acres. And there's an island on it. And once upon a time, there was a resort there. It's not there anymore. It started in the 40s called Silver Spur Ranch. Oddly, a Western theme in Wisconsin. You'd think about that more in Western states. But it's not all that odd because during this era, the 40s to the 60s, I mean, cowboy music had been popular in the 30s and 40s especially with Roy Rogers, Sons of the Pioneers, Gene Autry. And so this Western-themed ranch, which was a Wisconsin resort, was set up on that lake. A couple bought it, Jim and Evie Day. Now, they're the parents, father and stepmother, I believe, of one of our readers, Randall Day, who's now in Snowmass, Colorado. But he sent this memory to us of growing up and working on Silver Spur Ranch. They would bring in 80 to 90 people from all over the Midwest would come there, mostly young adults, not a lot of families with children. And they would come, the visitors would come to this place. They had horseback riding. They had archery. They had water skiing. They had boating, fishing, the usual camp stuff that you think about from way back when. But the owners are dressed up, and they look like Roy Rogers and Dale Evans right there in their bow ties and their hats. They would take these people out on the boat. Kind of had an icebreaker. Everybody could meet each other. They had this riverboat sort of looking craft. They'd take them out to a campfire out on the island, and they would introduce people, and then they'd start with the sing-alongs, the little riverboat cruise. Well, every evening in the chow hall or the dining room, they would have a rustic camp sort of setting for their dinner. They'd be served dinner, and then they would sing sing-alongs. They'd sing Michael, Row Your Boat Ashore, This Land Is Your Land, all the folk classics, I guess, Western music. And people would sing along to the guitar accompaniment and get into it. They had an Arthur Murray dance instructor there, and they had staff that was mostly young males because they got more women there than men, so they wanted to even it out for the dancing that every evening. And the young men would run the stables, clean the stables, drive the water ski boats, do maintenance, teach people archery, you name it, all the activities. But they were hired on the basis of having some entertainment qualities. They could sing, they could play music, they could dance. And so this son who's writing this story about way back when on the resort and the ranch, learned how to play the guitar, banjo, so he could lead the songs. He was out there gassing up boats and driving the water skiing, stuff like that. And he and a lot of the people in his family met their spouses into the future here while working on this resort. And, Don, you're talking about melancholy.
Nostalgia. Mike, hold on. I want to pick it up right there, right at that point. Hold on just a minute, because we have Paul Harvey coming up now. Speaking about nostalgia, we got Paul Harvey coming up. So hold on right there. We're going to pick it up at the guy who has the banjo, and he's got the guitar, and he has the entertainment factor. We're talking about the Silver Spur Ranch, one of the articles in Our Wisconsin Magazine this month. You got to read this stuff. It really is nice. Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, is with us. We've got more with Mike coming up. Stay right where you are. But first, we've got Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. One day, Odessa Lee went to her family dentist, complaining that a front tooth was loose. Could it be fixed? She asked. The dentist shook his head. Too much damage had been done. The tooth would have to come out. And by the way, the dentist inquired, what in the world had caused such an injury in the first place? And Odessa Lee, with a slightly imperfect smile, related the rest of the story. That little more than a year before, she'd given birth to a 6-pound, 7-ounce son. He'd entered the world reluctantly. The problem was that his head was too large for a routine delivery. Well, the doctor tried everything. Finally, enough of the baby's head was showing so that the forceps could help him the rest of the way. And the forceps scars on his cheek would probably always be there. And he was a cute little fella. His daddy wanted to name him Rudolph Valentino, but mother vetoed that. And then one day, even before the baby could crawl, he pulled himself up the bars of his crib and tried to talk. Gigi, he said. Then, holding tightly to the crib bars, furiously jumping up and down, he continued, Gigi, Gigi. Nobody could imagine what he wanted or perhaps what he was trying to say, but he kept on saying it. So Gigi became his babyhood nickname. And he was a strong, healthy little boy and precocious. At 10 months, Gigi was talking. In fact, his irrepressible enthusiasm and adorable behavior became the primary subject of Odessa Lee's conversations with neighbors. Yes, little Gigi was everything a proud mother could hope for. Then one afternoon, mother and son were in the bedroom. Baby Gigi was lying on the bed,
Odessa Lee was propped up on an elbow beside him, speaking softly to him, when suddenly Gigi stretched both arms out, you know the way babies do sometimes, and accidentally, of course, hit Mommy in the face, hard. Hurting, Odessa Lee clasped a hand over her mouth, and one of her front teeth was wobbling. And still hurting, she began to laugh. And that was what brought her to the dentist, was what had cost her a front tooth, and what would surely be retold over the backyard fence for months to come. Now, the dentist was astounded. It would take quite a blow to loosen a healthy tooth like that, and Gigi was only a little over a year old. The dentist stroked his chin thoughtfully. "That is a strong little boy you have there, Mrs. Clay." And yes, I do mean to say that age 12 came boxing lessons, and thereafter a string of amateur boxing successes, including a gold medal in the 1960 Olympics in Rome, and on and on and on and on. So yes, Gigi, the beautiful baby future world heavyweight champion, whose first punch landed squarely on the mouth of his number one loved one, born Cassius Marcellus Clay, the world knows and may always revere as the greatest, Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali. It was first GG. Only now you know the rest of the story.
That was great. I love that. Hey, if you want to sponsor one of our Paul Harvey rest of the stories, either at 725 or 1205, you can. Just call our Chris Samaro. And the phone number to call is 262-634-3311. 262-634-3311. 262-634-3311. Leave a message. We'll get right back to you. Okay, 731. More with Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine coming up in just a moment.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's still a few dozen power outages from storms last night in Racine and Kenosha counties. However, that number is in the thousands just to the north. Around 8,000 homes and businesses woke up without electricity in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties. High winds are mostly to blame, with We Energy saying they've got crews working on getting everyone plugged back in. There are things ongoing. High waves and dangerous currents are part of the alert from the National Weather Service. A beach hazard statement is in effect for Lake Michigan beaches in the state. Waves of 4 to 8 feet and dangerous currents are being seen. People are being advised to stay out of the water and avoid piers and breakwalls. One of the men accused in the Racine Graceland Cemetery shooting is facing new charges after a fight in the jail. Lamarion Blair faces four new criminal charges following a fight July 5th involving Blair and another inmate. A criminal complaint says it was a dispute over money. Blair now faces a total of 53 criminal charges, including 49 from a cemetery shooting case. And Milwaukee's Lakefront Brewery has officially completed the acquisition of Kenosha's Public Brewing Company. The Kenosha Brewery will close for about a week to reorganize, retrain, and update things under a new ownership. The Lakefront Brewery president says they're excited about continuing Kenosha's craft beer brewing tradition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin's detected its first case of West Nile virus this year, and that means animal owners and humans alike might be on high alert with insect protection. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. The announcement came yesterday from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. The first positive West Nile virus case in Chippewa County after it was detected in a dead bird. Dr. Paul Kunde is with the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. He's a Wisconsin area veterinarian, and he said horses in particular need to be protected.
The diseases that horses get are very often transmitted by mosquitoes. And so when we hear of any horse that shows up as positive with one of these diseases, whether it be West Nile virus or one of the encephalitis viruses, horses will be quarantined. There'll be follow-up that needs to happen. And really, at that point, it's a matter of making sure that these horses are kept away from other horses. That's step number one. Number two is the buildings that they stay in and the treatments they might get for insect control are in place.
Dr. Paul Cundy is a veterinarian with the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. He said veterinarians normally recommend that horse owners have their animals vaccinated for the West Nile virus. And he said you can also work around the farm, making sure you're practicing good mosquito control as well.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next Agri Mindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
And today is a major milestone for a lot of farm families across the state of Wisconsin. At State Fair Park in West Allis, 122 farms will be recognized meeting the century or sesquicentennial milestone for their farms and homes, meaning they've had that same farm or home in their family for more than 100 years. We're sharing their stories now at MidwestFarmReport.com. You can listen under the Century Sesquicentennial tab or follow us on social media today, Midwest Farm Report. I'm Pam Yonke.
Lingering showers and thunderstorms this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, 64. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
W-R-J-N. Once again, Mike Bino joining us here. If you're just joining us now, Mike Bino is the editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, the August-September issue, just hitting your mailbox right now. Hit mine 2 or 3 days ago. And we were talking, we're in the middle of talking about, in Shawano County, I forget, what's the name of the town the Silver Spur Ranch was in?
Gresham.
Gresham. And they operated from the 40s till 1969. You were talking about when they hired people to do the work around there, whether it be filling up the gasoline in the boats, you had to have some kind of talent because during the days you did that, at night you were the performing, you were the artist, right?
Yeah. So the guys, who served as waiters, well, they waiters as in table servers. They taught archery. They doubled as boat drivers for water skiing. Maintenance workers, but also they had to have a little bit of entertainer in them because they were also hired to play musical instruments. The fellow who wrote this grew up there. His parents ran it, so he had to learn to play the guitar and banjo, and so he inherited the entertainment duties from his brother and father. Also managed the 25-horse stable operation there, so they wore many hats, and they entertained many people, 80 and 90 at a time. And, I mean, there's postcards of this. Happy trails to you.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
A wonderful Western theme resort. And you had mentioned, Don, looking at some of these pictures in the 60s and the entertainment up in the North Woods gave you a little bit of a sad feeling.
Yeah.
And nostalgia. That's really, it comes from the Greek, the word, and there is an element. It's not just a memory, okay? Not just a fond memory. It's both of those. But there's a little twinge of sadness in the background for something, a longing for something that once was. And good memories. The magazine isn't all memories, but we sure have a healthy dose of that in every issue. Old Wisconsin.
You know, I have the memories of when I was a kid. We used to go up to the Catskill Mountains a lot. And all those resorts are gone. They're just gone. Some are just rotting away up there. They're just falling apart. But all my memories of going up there are gone.
The Finger Lakes?
No, this is the Catskill Mountains, but I know where the Finger Lakes are. Yeah, these are the Catskill Mountains. Yeah, a little different.
Okay. The it's the same kind of thing. I don't know what's going on in the Finger Lakes anymore, but the entertainers would go through those resorts in the east, the biggest entertainers there were, and entertain the folks on vacation. And those resorts are few and far between these days.
Well, Jerry Lewis, one of the biggest comedians in history, got his start at Brown's Resort in the Catskills, and he never forgot the guy who gave him his start. And all the billboards going to the Catskills had a picture of Jerry Lewis, and it said, "You got to stay at Brown's, my favorite resort." He never forgot the guy who gave him his start. This, the Silver Spur Ranch, we mentioned there's a picture there of the owners, and it does look, they look like a young Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. Now, this was a resort where you stayed overnight, right?
Right, yeah, okay. An entire week.
Oh, an entire, but it's not a dude ranch.
No, it was kind of an odd mixture. I mean, when you, it's themed Western. Yes, it was themed Western, but they have boating out to an island with a campfire. They had this archery thing was big at camps, scout camps all through the years. Some of the outdoor activities, water skiing. That isn't real Roy Rogers. So it was kind of an odd admixture of the piney North Woods. And the piney North Woods meets the Sons of the Pioneers. That's the best way to describe it. And it was something that worked.
I'm afraid to ask, what's there now?
I think it is most I'm guessing. I'm thinking it was. It's probably residential properties.
You know,
that's what's happening with. It's progress. The old line resorts in northern Wisconsin are fewer and farther between. They were, and the ones that remain are big properties. They require a lot of upkeep, a lot of work, a lot of help. There's a tax load there, and so the simple thing is to sell off the property and make it into smaller parcels, kind of like when farms go out. Those two businesses are much the same. They're weather dependent. It's a lot of hours. So there are still some. There are many around that are. I'm right near one here, Little Bohemia, where the Dillinger shootout was.
I was going to
probably 1 mile from my desk. But the old line resorts are fading. Yes.
I was going to ask you about that because my wife and I went there, and I had wild mushroom soup there. And I got to tell you something. To this day, I still think about that. And when I go to the supermarket, I'd like, give me a can of it that doesn't exist. You have to go to Little Bohemia to go get
Little
that.
Little Bohemia, interestingly, they just put up a state historic marker. They're dedicating it. That was a place with the Dillinger shootout with Babyface Nelson. The most recent movie that portrayed that was Public Enemies with Christian Bale and Johnny Depp. They stayed right here, right down the road. People were they were talking over what they were going to do at the resort. They were in the basement of the local Catholic church here, and all the fans, word got out Johnny Depp is around. So they were mobbing this church in April in kind of snowy weather, and Johnny signed a lot of autographs before he went there and with his Tommy gun.
Well, if you go to Little Bohemia, they have like a museum set up for the Dillinger shootout, and you can actually see one of the window panes where the bullets went through. They have it encased in, you know, so you can't, you know, they have it encased on two sides. But you can see the actual bullet holes at the FBI and Dillinger in the shootout.
You can see slugs in the walls across from those windows. So, yes, they shot out the windows, so then they put new windows on the outside, sandwiched them, so you could see the old frames and panes. And, that went on there. On the opposite walls, there's a bullet scars.
Now, there was when I went there, there was a big banner going across the front And I still have the picture. It said, Public Enemy starring Johnny Depp, filmed here or whatever it was. And I said, well, get the banner down. I want to take a picture of this place. But it is like stepping back in time. And I walked around the property, and I'm saying, this is where it took place, right here. This is, you know, criminal history, I guess. Took place right where I'm standing back in the 1930s. Right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Melvin Purvis and the G-Men, the feds, flew into Rhinelander, had Model A's waiting for them there. Some loaded up and drove down, and well, back then probably would have been 2 hours on the highways. Drove in and busted the place, ambushed them with guns blazing, and of course it didn't work. The gangsters got away. They ran back through the woods and along Little Star Lake, Spider Lake, and got out of there. But I've heard supposedly in the midst of history, the FBI has written up that raid in their textbooks as a way not to do it.
You mean they didn't have helicopters with heat-seeking imagery and everything back then? No.
No.
They would have got them.
Interestingly, in that movie you're talking about, they repainted the entire... It's a big building. They repainted it so that it would be period correct back to 1937. And... when you watch the movie, you only see the building at night. It all ended up on the cutting room floor.
Ah.
So they repainted that building, and then when they left, they put it back to the way it was the week before.
And by the way,
that's why movies are expensive to make.
So Dillinger got away, went to the movies in Chicago to see Manhattan Melodrama with the Lady in Red, and that was his biggest mistake. Because that's where they got him.
Yeah,
at the Biograph Theater. That's where they got him, right in the alleyway when he came out. Let's talk about gasoline. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break. Then I'm going to talk about Clark gas stations. And if anybody's lived in Wisconsin, even for a little bit, I know back in the 80s, I remember Clark gasoline. I haven't seen one since. But it's a Wisconsin company that really changed the way gas stations are today. Now they're like mini supermarkets that happen to sell gasoline. We'll talk about that with Mike Bino. By the way, have you ever done an article on Little Bohemia?
No, we have not done an article on Little Bohemia, but I'm here to tell you, the lady who grew up there as a child and took care of, had a lot of pets there, lives right down the road. That could be an interesting story.
Yeah, and you can walk a couple of miles down with your camera and take some pictures.
And I could get a nice meal there, too.
Wild mushroom soup. Funny, I never forgot that. Huh. All right, more with Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine coming up in a moment. It's 747 here at WRJN today. Cloudy, showers, thunderstorms, highs near 70. A gradual clearing tonight. Lows around 65. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 76. Right now it's cloudy and a little drizzly. 66 degrees at Radio Park. You want some sunshine? Go up to Manitouish Waters. Plenty of sunshine there this morning.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
This year, Dell Technologies' Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
W-R-J-N. Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine is here. I want to talk about Clark gas stations. Now, I've been here since 1980 in Wisconsin, and on North 76th Street in up by Brown Deer, there was a Clark gas station. One day they knocked it down and built another gas station in this place. But Clark's got an innovative history here in Wisconsin. Let's talk about Clark.
Those gas stations were everywhere. Clark Super 100. They were small little kind of huts made of glass with a sloped roof and glass floor to ceiling. And they had premium gas out front. That's all they sold in the beginning. These think Clark Super 100. These stations were everywhere. Now, the history is very interesting because this was the innovator, really the enterprise that changed gas stations from service stations with lift bays for the car, mechanics working there full time. You'd go there and get your car serviced. You'd get a little gas, and the guys would work on your car, sell you tires, anything you needed. And when Clark came along, they switched the business model from what I just described to essentially a mini mart. But they were a very spare, thin little mini mart. The idea came to be when Emery Clark, was back about 1932, he was a building contractor in Milwaukee, and he built a gas station at 60th Street and Greenfield Avenue in 32. The owner couldn't come up with the money to pay the loan, so Clark took possession of it, Emery Clark. He was a contractor, and he went into the oil business. So he created this company called Clark Oil, and they set up these small gas stations at every prime corner they could come up with. Cheap to build, small building, as I mentioned before, glass floor to ceiling. You'd pull in, and you'd get speedy service, and you could get a pack of smokes. Because the guys who ran these places, they had a little coin changer on their belt. They had a wad of cash in their pocket. They would fill you up. They'd wipe your windows. You'd get that much service. The cigarettes were in a case attached to the pump island. They'd sell them to you right there. If you wanted something like, maybe some windshield washer fluid or maybe a candy bar, they had limited sorts of things like that you could see right in the window if you wanted to get out and go get them. Otherwise, it was just in and out, easy gas, easy go. And no service. If you want an oil change, you got to go somewhere else, Charlie. These gas stations blossomed all over the Midwest. I believe they had 1,400 of them. We were interested when Daniel Bridger of Crivets sent in his memories to us of his gas station. Okay, in high school, he needed to go to work. 1969, he got He got fired from some summer job. He was 16, and he needed a job, so his buddy was working for a Clark franchise at Hopkins Street in Silver Spring in Milwaukee. And he went to work with his friend there, did well enough. The guy's name was Chuck Olson, and he said, at 2 weeks left in the summer, if you work the third shift, and they were open 24 hours, until school starts, he'd keep you on for the rest of his high school years. So he struggled learning how to make change, and the guy taught him, count up from the purchase price, don't go the other way, and it clicked in. And he had to have two sets of work gloves in the winter because he'd warm one up inside and come outside and serve the customers. The day came when, after 2 years, he was 19, he bought a franchise. His uncle loaned him the money, $3,000, to do it with, $1,000 of that was security deposit, and he worked to pay off his uncle. And it was at Santa Monica Boulevard and Hampton Road. It would have been up around Whitefish Bay at the time. Had his credit card imprint reader, learned how to do that. He learned how to boost sales. He learned how to deal with the customers. They had trading stamp books you could redeem for cash. He worked at that from the late 60s until 82. And Clark then Clark Brands was sold to Apex Oil. It's still in business. I don't think any of these stations exist anymore. But he learned a lot of fine skills there working at Clark. The teens would come in, hang out, buy a bottle of pop on Friday night. The hot cars had come through in the summertime in Milwaukee. And these are wonderful memories of Wisconsin. Everybody out there has got to remember Clark.
Yeah, and I haven't been here that long, so only since 1980. And I remember Clark. It was right around the corner from where I lived in Brown Deer. There was a Clark gas station there. But one day they just knocked it down and built something else in its place. Another gas
station.
And the
double stamps on Tuesday went away.
You know, you got to do a. I don't know why you don't do a podcast. I'm telling you,
I've got enough to do. We launched this magazine off a kitchen table, and I'm here to tell you, I used to go ice fishing 30 times in a winter. In 9 years after that, I went fishing exactly one time in any season. So I got more than enough to do, Captain. You come do the podcast.
No, I don't have the stories. You've got, and you're a great storyteller. You really do tell a great story that sucks people in. And that's what there are people that do podcasts that are just terrible at it. But you tell a great story. And these are stories Wisconsin people have to do. Why are you working on your kitchen table? Get a microphone right on the kitchen table. Don't make a lot of noise with pots and pans in the kitchen while you're doing it. I'm telling you, Mike, somebody at your place, they got to put a podcast together for you. It would be fantastic. I know I would listen to it in the car when I'm traveling. This is what you got to hear.
You're too kind.
No, I'm not being kind.
The oldest joke in the world. I already have the radio face, so I'm halfway there. I'll stick to typing.
Well, I'm telling you, you're missing out. And I think someday when you retire, someday you might retire from the magazine and pass it on. Podcasting, I'm telling you. We don't have time to talk about this, but there was a great story in here about a couple that are trying to land at 127 airports in Wisconsin. I didn't know there were that many.
That's a state program. If you're a private pilot and you land at all of these airports, you can earn a bomber jacket. If you fall short, you get a T-shirt or a flight bag. So private, and they give you a little passport book to earn your stamps in Wisconsin.
Our general manager is a pilot. Chris,
we'll get him on it.
Chris Morrow, he lives in Waukesha. Just this past weekend, he goes to the airport. If there's a plane handy, he'll rent it and he'll go fly it all over the area. Yeah, I got to tell him.
Look for Ed Becerra at the Batten International Airport in Racine.
Yeah, that's right.
That's where this couple flies out of.
Yeah, Batten Airport. I pass it all the time. I've been there. I just was there for an EAA breakfast. These are for young people, like an Explorer post, getting into aviation. And they had a fundraiser for them there, and I was there for their breakfast. But they have it in one of the hangars at Batten Field. Well, that's just great.
I'm glad you're giving them some props on the air.
Oh, yeah. Our Wisconsin Magazine. Now, if you want the magazine, how do you get it?
Well, you can give a call to, and I have a number here, 877-717-8925.
Say it again.
877-717-8925.
That sounds like the number I just called. Is that you? That's your office, right?
No, this is This is people that handle the subscription
services.
Oh, okay. Services.
All right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I dialed 715. I dialed 715. That's right. I dialed a different number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or you can go to ourwisconsinmag.com.
Got to get this magazine. I'm telling you, we keep it in our house. And whenever I'm feeling kind of harried, I pick it up and I just lose myself in the magazine. The photography is crystal clear. You can't beat the photography. The gatefold centerfold is just wonderful. And it's magazine thick paper stock. It's not like cheap newspaper. It's thick stock. And it's just, I can't wait for it to come every 2 months into my mailbox. And I got to ask you something here. With the W's contest, you got to spot three W's. They're stylized W's in there. And you send it in and you can win a prize. Are there any